Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chandler Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything. And of course, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim.
I'm Chad Atkins.
And Tom is here.
Good morning, everybody. Beautiful day here.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, we've got a great show for you today. And of course, I do want to give us out that phone number. We've got a lot. Do you see all these events, Chad?
We have a ton of events coming up.
Yeah.
I'm already tired.
I know. I'm telling you. So anyways, well, we're going to talk about all the events that we have coming up and who's going to be coming on the show today. I do want to give us our phone number out here so that we can get you guys calling in. 805-419-0084-19-0008. We've got lots of stuff to give away. We'd love you to be a part of all this. And again, I want to start our show with a moment of motivation. Everything that you imagine you can do and whatever you dream will come true. You just have to really visualize it, think about it, and make it something that you really want in your life. And that's what it's all about. So again, I am so glad that you are here tuning in with us every Saturday from 6 to 8. We've got two different shows. And of course, this is our first hour. I do want to say to follow us on Facebook. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all those great places. We also, if you miss any part of our shows, we'd love for you to download our podcast. And, of course, that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And also we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. And all of our advertisers, sponsors, partners, everybody is in there. And if you have an event or business or something that you want to share with The Kim Pagano Show so that we can share it with all of our listeners and in our newsletter and kind of our big reach that we have, we would love to do that with you. And so all you have to do is call us at that same number, 419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, we have some wonderful giveaways today. The Harvest Festival is happening even tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. We have the Harvest Festival at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. Have some will call tickets for you there. Also, Three Blonde Moms, See How They Run. And this is kicking off with season 14. Can you believe it? Season 14 of the Three Blonde Moms. And that will be at the Canyon Club in Agora on October 7th. We also have the Rubicon Theater's premiere. They always do great productions.
Always.
There, and quite often original ones. And here's one happening, Merrily We Roll Along. And that will be for this weekend. So a great, great start to their new season, the Rubicon Theater and Merrily We Roll Along. Famous Dave's Barbecue, 20 years of Texas beef brisket, done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. And we have the Veggie Grill, a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos.
There you go. And Chad, you want to talk about some of our great
things? Let's give a couple tickets away right now. We have our amazing Dr. Angie Willikala from Healing Agents International presents Fighting Strong Benefit Concert on Saturday, October 29th at the Civic Arts Plaza. You can get the VIP experience at 5 p.m. and then there's a dinner and a show from 6 to 9. And there's amazing singers such as Jamie Grace, Lindsay Frey, Annie Bosco and Abby Ward. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster or you can win them right here. Also, we have the 7th annual Simi Valley Dream Cruise, A Night to Remember, which is going to be giving all their donations to the Gary Sinise Foundation on October 9th from 5 to 9:30 at the St. Rosa of Lima. There's going to be a huge opportunity drawing with a grand prize of $10,000, silent auction. Tickets right now are $60 per person. You can get them at svdream.com or call 805-490-8529. If you don't win them right here, call right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Also, I do want to remind everybody that next week we will be out at the Ventura Harbor. And, of course, that's for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And right on the beach there, come visit me. Come support this great, it's October 8th. And so we'd love you to share in that. Another thing that I just became an ambassador is for Susan G. Komen, and they are going to be having their culinary showdown, and that is in October. It's on October 22nd. So you can go to www.sgklaculinaryshowdown.org. I'd love to share that with you, and I'd love you to all be there. How much fun to be cooking, and so I think it's going to be really fun. Also, a big shout out for their second annual Reigns of Hope. And, of course, that's hosted by Jim's, and that's professional parts for Harley-Davidson and motorcycles. And they're supporting the veterans in active military and underserved youth. So that's October 1st, 2 to 6, and that's up at the Thiessen Ranch, and that's obviously today. And that's over on Donlin Road. So I would love if you can go out there, share that. Lots of great things happening right there. And, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our first guest today is Sunny, and I hope I'm going to get her name right, Subramanian. I hope that was right.
Subramanian.
Okay, there you go. And and again, it's really kind of a cool book. It's all about the Compassionate Chick's Guide to DIY and, of course, do-it-yourself beauty. And so we're going to find out a little bit about that. And then also joining us is Sue Becker, And she's the author of The Essential Home Ground Flower. So with that, I hope that you stay with us all the way. Our second hour is going to be great. We've got some guests coming in. And, of course, we're going to give away lots of stuff all the way through our shows. So I hope that you stay with us. And, of course, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Sunny, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you? Welcome, welcome.
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
You are so welcome. I love your book. It's got some really great basic ideas and things in there. And so tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came up with what you do.
So I've been vegan since 2000, and I started my vegan beauty blog in 2007. And I've always been conscious about the ingredients in all my food products. And then over the years, I've gotten super particular about the ingredients in my beauty products. They've always been vegan and cruelty-free, but I've been just going more and more natural over the years, so much that I started making a lot of my beauty products from scratch, and I realized they're so much more affordable to make that way, and you can guarantee the exact ingredients that are going to be in there. They're fun to make as gifts, and they're actually highly effective because you're using like the purest, most healthy ingredients.
Wow, I like that. So how did you become a vegan? I mean, is that just something that you did on your own, or were you, I mean, is your parents, I mean, who did you learn this from?
So I have always, I was raised with kitties. I've had kitties my whole life. And I've always loved animals, and I never quite made the connection, the whole, I love animals, but I eat them too. Like how, that's just not a thing.
Okay,
One day in college, I knew there was a professor who was hardcore animal rights, and he taught a philosophy and ethics course, and he had a reputation for showing the PETA videos. He was hardcore vegan, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, oh, this is probably what I need to, you know, get me in gear. So I signed up for his course, and sure enough, the day he showed the PETA videos, the undercover footage of factory farming and all that stuff, I didn't even go through a vegetarian phase. I was like vegan overnight. And this was in El Paso, Texas, where there aren't many vegan options. But I was committed. It like totally opened up my eyes and I couldn't go back.
Wow. Okay. So I'm looking in your book, and first, love your hair. Love your.
Oh, thank you.
I do hair. I'm a hair therapist,
ooh,
and so.
Awesome.
And now, is that natural, or is that something that you made up?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
And I talk about that in my book. How that's one of the things I can't really budge on. And I hope one day there's like an all-natural pink hair dye, but as of right now, there's not.
Okay. Just had to ask that.
Yeah.
And so how difficult is it to make your own beauty products? I mean, I'm looking in there and you have mascara. What is mascara made out of?
So the main ingredient in the mascara is the activated charcoal.
Okay.
You know, back in the day, even like in Egyptian, like old school times, like they would use coal and just like similar things, activated charcoal to essentially most of these recipes are going back in time to how people used to do it the all natural way before we had all these beauty brands. And now all this stuff is non-toxic if you're making it from scratch. You don't have to worry about the scary ingredients and preservatives and artificial dyes and all that stuff. The mascara, it has a natural preservative. There's vitamin E oil in it. But aside from that, yeah, it's pretty much activated charcoal is what you're using to make your lashes black.
So
and
where do you get that?
It works really well. You can buy that at any health food store, but I personally just bought mine on Amazon just because it's convenient.
Chad thought we'd just take it right out of our barbecue.
So we can't just go into our barbecue and pull out charcoal.
Oh, no. This is a different kind of activated,
okay.
Different kind of charcoal.
Just making sure.
Okay.
Yeah
we got to educate him a little bit. but you know what? So is it difficult?
One of my main goals when writing this book was I wanted these recipes to be super simple. For the most part, they are. A few of them require melting wax or I think that's as difficult as the difficult ones get, like melting something.
Okay.
But most of the ingredients you probably already have in your kitchen or somewhere in your house. And they're actually very simple. You literally just whip them up. If you have like a blender, some mixing bowls, fork, spoon, you're probably good to go.
Wow. Okay, so what's your favorite thing that you've ever, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. And this could be for guys too, right? Because there's a lot of cleaners in here and, you know, it's, I know, do you use all that kind of stuff?
Like what?
Like cleaners, face cream.
Of course I do.
Yeah. Okay, Tom. He's a guy.
I will soon.
Okay.
Beauty, beauty is pain.
I know. Okay. But I mean, a lot of guys could, they even have potent anti-aging rose serum, obviously. Is this your first book?
It is my first book.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. So, I mean, what's your favorite thing that, oh, you even have homemade sunscreen.
I do. Yeah, so many store-bought conventional sunscreens are actually more harmful than they are good.
I've heard that.
Yes, it's crazy. A lot of people aren't crazy about the zinc oxide, which is the all-natural ingredient that blocks the UVA and UVB rays, but because it can leave kind of like a white residue and you like really got to rub it in, but it beats the alternative of A, not wearing sunscreen at all, or B, putting the toxic, gunky, carcinogenic stuff on your skin.
And how?
And you can blend a little bit in with your foundation or mix it in with your moisturizer and it just kind of blends in more easily.
So these are good for babies too.
Yes. All of these recipes are super pure and clean. They don't, like a lot of them require refrigeration. Because they don't have all the gunky preservatives, they don't last as long as your store-bought stuff. But they are certainly wholesome, and you're getting like as many phytonutrients and minerals and vitamins as you can imagine.
Okay, so here's one for you. Do you like beer? Beer is, so what do you do with beer?
Oh, so beer is great for, there's actually lots of uses for beer. You can use it in soap making, and one of my favorite ways is using it as a rinse. It's really good if you have a lot of product buildup. You can do a hair rinse, and it'll just kind of like strip it back to its normal state. So
that's scary, what's it doing to the inside of us. But you even have a beer bubble bath.
Yep. I mean, you can use it in lots. I wanted to find ingredients that are multi-purpose. In fact, I even have a few smoothie recipes where it's like a smoothie mask. You put it on your skin, and then you just add a couple things, and poof, it's a drinkable smoothie. So you could wear your mask while you're drinking your smoothie. I just wanted to have ingredients that you can use in many, many, many recipes.
Wow.
So and if you make that initial investment of like a handful of, well, maybe a little bit more than a handful of ingredients, you're kind of good to go to make a whole bunch of beauty products.
That's crazy. I mean, so how did you do your research, or did you just kind of go back to really things that have already been used and now you put them all in a book?
It's a little bit of all of the above. And my mom has been doing DIY beauty forever.
Ever since I was a little kid. That's what I wondered. Okay, so
yeah,
yes.
DIY beauty tips. And she has her own Etsy shop where she sells like soaps and skincare and stuff
so
like
you're,
that.
Okay, because I'm looking at even like your lip and cheek stain. You actually use a small beet. A red beet, obviously, that's where you're getting the color from. And then 2 teaspoons of coconut oil, and then freshly squeezed lemon juice with two drops of vitamin E oil. That's really interesting.
And, well, you know how anytime you cook with the beets, like that stuff has serious staining power. And it's such a beautiful shade. Like it's probably one of my favorite colors ever, like beet red. It's like this beautiful fuchsia. So you could probably sub out another oil if you don't want to use coconut oil, and the vitamin E again is, a natural preservative, and it's a subtle hint of color, and it's super moisturizing, and it's fairly easy to whip up. And, you know, if you have beets laying around or you used half for a meal and you've got some leftover beets, like why not make a lip balm?
So
right?
On the back of your book, it shows like kind of a lip gloss or whatever. How did you make it in that tube? Do you buy a tube and then you put it in there?
Yeah. So in the back of the book, I do have resources on where you can buy tools, ingredients, and, you know, these kinds of products like the tubes. I got those again on Amazon. I sound like I'm sponsored by Amazon.
Wow.
And they're actually really affordable. But you can also use like little tins or pots, or you can recycle old tubes of toothpaste, old lipsticks.
What about toothpaste? What's your thought on toothpaste?
So I do have a toothpaste recipe in here as well. same thing. So many of the store-bought ones are actually not that good for you. And aside from having like the blue dyes or the fluoride or the this or that, like this recipe is super simple to make. It's only a few ingredients. And it's safe for kids, and it has baking soda and coconut oil, and you can put minty essential oil. You can use stevia or xylitol to sweeten it up, and it's just like an all-natural alternative, and it leaves your teeth feeling clean, and the coconut oil is actually naturally whitening.
Wow.
So you got that benefit, too.
You've got some great things. All right, we need to take a really quick break. Sunny, will you stay with us?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give some tickets away to the Harvest Festival. We've got tickets right now. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we are talking to Sunny. Sunny, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Subramanian.
Subramanian. You say it so perfect. No wonder. I love it. And we're talking about her book, The Compassionate Chick's Guide to DIY Beauty. And so you did learn this all from your mom. And I think that's totally cool. So she's been doing this for years. She's probably got it mastered, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I also, you know, adapted recipes I would find online and veganized them and just went off my instincts and looked at key ingredients and products I already used and just kind of like played around and tested things out on my skin. It was like a combination of methods, but yeah, my mom.
No, I know. You know what? When I say that, I'm not taking anything away from you because I think each generation gets better. I know my girls. You know, I'm like, I do it, and then they learn, and then they make it better, and I'm like, really? I should have added that, and then that's how it keeps getting better every generation. There you go. So what have you added that maybe your mom didn't have before?
I know she specializes in skincare and soap, and she does like lip balms and body butters, and not so much the like makeup or hair care. I don't think she does that, although she did teach me dry shampoo back in the day.
What do you use for dry shampoo? Powder?
Yeah.
Just powder?
You can use arrowroot or cornstarch, and then a little bit of, since I have pink hair, I put a little bit of beetroot powder in there. But if you have brown hair, you can use cocoa or a little bit of cinnamon. Mm-hmm. You can just kind of color it up to however you like. But it's a super simple recipe. And you can also add like vanilla powder to make it smell pretty, or essential oils, peppermint, or
so you don't have to wash your hair every single minute of the. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just had a client the other day, and they were saying how I think it's a trend. All of a sudden, people aren't washing their hair as much, and I'm like, it's really not a trend because people used to get their hair blown dry once a week. That's how it used to be.
You know, I think that's more of a female thing because
guys wash their hair every
week. For me, I tried it just. It drives me crazy. It's just a personal thing.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And it's funny because I used to just, I take a shower every single day and I re-blow dry my hair. But now I don't wash it every time because it actually is not good for your hair. It's not good for your scalp.
It's not good for your hair. And it also depends on your hair type. Some people have really oily skin, or if it's like super fine, it gets oily faster. But if you have like coarse, dry hair, or like I bleach my hair to get my hair pink, so it's hella dry.
Yeah, you definitely don't want it. Now, okay, so what do you use for conditioner? Because I do recommend some natural conditioners. I love the products that I sell in my salon because they're all very natural, not a lot of chemicals in them. But there is also still great things like olive oil, and coconut oil that you can use for conditioners. And it's amazing. You could just kind of soak your whole body up in it and you'd be amazing. Although I have to tell you, it's funny, I've been doing this portion control, my husband and I, and all I use is coconut oil. And now I'm so gagged by it. I can't even, I'm back to my avocado oil. It's like, he's like, do you want me to? I'm like, please don't use that again. I don't know.
And it has such a dominant flavor and such smell. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. So I don't know. And I'm like, I used to love it. And now it's like, honestly,
I've never jumped on that trend.
Yeah.
At all.
The coconut oil cooking with
on
it?
On your skin, on your hair, cooking with it? Nope. It does nothing for me.
Olive oil, though, is... Do you like it, Tom? Tom's
face,
like
he's
it
like,
either.
What is it, bullet coffee? What was that stuff they came
up with? Oh, yeah,
with
they used to
coffee.
Say put that
I needed
in,
a bullet after a
yeah,
cup.
In coconut
awful.
Oil in your Hideous. Coffee. Or butter.
And that's our personal... Oh,
butter, yeah.
Butter,
that's right.
Please.
Personal preference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Butter.
Wait, coconut oil in your coffee?
Oh, yeah, that used to be...
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And continue not hearing of that. Yeah. It didn't work, but the butter is the bullet with the special grass bed, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know. So, so what are some of the common toxins that are really found in our regular beauty products? Because I think that is really what this is all about. And I love that, we are, really trying to get all that toxins out of our what we use. So what are some of the things that are bad for us?
Well, number one is parabens, which is a type of preservative, and it's found under all different sorts of long 14-syllable names. And when you sell something in a store, it has to have some sort of shelf life. So I understand why companies use them, but they are carcinogenic, they're cancer-causing, and they're also hormone disrupting, and a lot of companies are coming out with paraben-free formulas, but they're using other sorts of not so great preservatives. So definitely research that type of thing. Lead is another thing that pops up in beauty products, and it's in a lot of makeup, like lipsticks, even healthy brands. I don't want to mention specific brands. But like organic brands that are like you see in health food stores have even been tested and shown positive for
lead.
So that's a sketchy one.
How can they get away with that?
I don't know if it's like under a certain tiny percentage it's like acceptable or what.
Yeah, because as consumers, how are we supposed to know and be able to trust which one is, you know, the right thing, correct?
Exactly. Well, there's a website, the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. If you look at any product in your bathroom, any beauty product, I think they might do cleaning products too, they will break down every ingredient and tell you what how toxic it is. So even if you're like, ooh, I have this all-natural thing that, you know, I got at Whole Foods or whatever, like just type in the product name and it'll break down how toxic it is overall and which ingredients are most toxic.
Wow.
So that's like my biggest tip if you're concerned about ingredients and which ones are bad for you. Like check them out because a lot of them are hard to recognize and they have all these scientific chemical names and they've done their thorough research and it's just nice to know where your products are safe or not.
Give out that. What's that website again?
It's Environmental Working Group. If you just go to EWG.org.
EWG.org.
EWG.
EWG. Okay, good. Okay, that's kind of interesting. Okay, perfect. So what does being a vegan even mean, and why is it on the rise now with, you know, everybody?
So vegan means that we vegans don't use animals in any way. We don't eat animals. We don't wear animals. So no silk, wool, leather. All of our products we use aren't animal tested. We don't go to like zoos or circuses that use animals. Just basically, we don't incorporate any animals in any part of our life. And it's been on the rise steadily. I mean, I went vegan in 2000, and the only products that I knew of food-wise were veggie burgers and veggie dogs and a really poor version of vegan cheese, which is like,
Right, cheese has come
so far since then. And now they have like vegan shrimp, vegan crab cakes, vegan, like all these crazy things you would never imagine. There's literally
Is your mom vegan?
No, she's vegetarian, but like heavily vegan.
So what's the difference, vegetarian and vegan? Vegetarian aren't as passionate about animals or things that have eyes, and is that right?
Well, they do dairy and eggs, so they still
they do byproducts. They don't do the actual animal itself.
And right? Like beeswax, I don't think they're so concerned about beeswax, but they definitely do dairy and eggs.
Okay. Well, Sunny, where do we find your book? And I thank you so much for being a guest here on our show. And again, I hope you share our show with lots of people out there
because
I think that you've done a really cool job of, you know, profiling a lot of great stuff that can be easily made at home. And of course, even for the holidays, I think that's always fun. You know, people just love stuff that, you know, somebody took the time to put together. So
exactly. Thank you so much for having me. I've had so much fun being a guest, and my book is available on Amazon, and it's also within Barnes & Noble's and major bookstores, and as well as a lot of smaller boutique bookstores as well. Amazon's probably the quickest, easiest way to find it.
Okay, and what's your next book? Are you already working on something?
I'm thinking about like a vegan mama lifestyle book, because there's not really anything like that on the market. Yeah.
Okay, are you a mama? Are you a mama?
I am. I have two boys, a 4-year-old and 20-month-old.
Ah, congratulations. Yeah, okay, well, good job. All right, keep in touch with me, and I'd love to, you know, follow you.
Sounds great. Thank you. I've had fun.
All right, have a great day. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Sue Becker, and we're going to be talking about the essential home ground flower. Also, I do want to remind you for our next hour, our 7 to 8, we're going to be talking to the three blonde moms. We've got Joni, two of them coming in, Joni and Stephanie, and we're going to talk about tickets to go to the Canyon Club, and of course, that is next Friday night. I'd love to share those with you. And then we've got Mary Catherine coming in, and we're going to be talking about Rides and Rods event. And of course, we're going to share all that with you right now. Let's give something away. Oh, what is it?
Actually, we're going to give a shout out to our new sponsors. We have Ding Masters, Carl's Paintless Dent Repair. You can check them out at dingmasters.net or call 805-644-4521. Also, we're going to give a shout out to Kathy Costas and FMB Wealth Management. If you're looking for some financial needs, you know, where to invest your money, you can call her. She's amazing. 805-446-4494 or...
Go ahead.
Check out fmbwealth.com.
Okay, so two things. Carl did my car. Somebody rear-ended me or like actually ran into me. And so, oh my God, I'm telling you, he did it so fast. And he's just amazing. So a big shout out to Carl. And Kathy helps women. I mean, she helps everybody. So, I mean, anybody that is in, you know, needs some financial help, but she actually has a passion for women that are going through a divorce and to make sure that they're being taken care of and that, you know, a lot of people don't know anything about their finances, right? And so she will make sure that you are taken care of. So definitely another one right there.
And then finally, we have Michael Blazer from Stearns Lending, LLC. If you're looking for a home, need to refinance, anything like that, he can get you financed. He's an amazing guy. 805-367-3117, or you can check him out at mikeforloans.com.
And also, it's just a coincidence, but I've actually had Stearns, which that's who he works for, Stearns, for a long time. And so that's who my loan's with. So there you go. We've got lots of people, and we'd love to share with you. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'd love to give some Rubicon tickets away. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com. Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including chefs Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, and Antonio Lofaso. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at ComanLACounty.org/cook. That's ComanLACounty.org/cook.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back. Oh, Chad, you're killing me. Okay, he just broke his ear. It won't even, there you go.
There we go.
All right, okay. Well, I do want to remind anybody that is just starting their day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to make sure that you're going to get out to the Harvest Festival. And of course, oh my God, it's like, it's just one of those days that you, it's like start of the season, you know? And Tom, have you been out there yet?
Have not.
No, I'm going out Sunday, tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, excellent. Yeah. But anyways, lots of great stuff out there, all the handcrafts, and it's all about really just getting out there and starting your shopping. So anyways, our next guest, Sue Becker, and of course, the Essential Home Ground Flower. And Sue, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I am great. It's beautiful weather today here.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Georgia.
Okay, I could tell by your accent. I love it. I love it. So is this your first book?
Yes, this is my first book.
Okay, you know, it's interesting, and I can't wait to hear about it, but, you know, so you make your own ground flour. We were saying, like, how much time do you have that you can do this?
It really doesn't take any time at all to make the flour, and what I tell people is if you're already baking on your own and making from scratch, making the flour is a real easy first step. I use a grain mill that I literally, it sits on my counter, I turn it on, pour the grain in, and in less than 30 seconds, I have a pound of freshly ground flour.
Wow, really? I mean, I'm looking at brownies. Do you make...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we make brownies. And the nice thing about the grinding your grain is you can use all sorts of grains. And one of our favorite, of course, wheat is the most commonly used grain for baking, but rye is a nice grain. Spelt is one of my favorites. And then we actually use a mixture of grains and beans. It's known as like the Ezekiel mix because it comes from the book of Ezekiel in the Bible, but wheat, spelt, barley, millet, lentils, and three kinds of beans and grind it into flour, and that's my very favorite to make brownies.
Wow.
And everyone loves it. Kids, nobody can tell that it's from freshly ground whole grain. They love it.
So when you say freshly ground, what does that mean as opposed to regular?
That means grinding the flour right before you're ready to bake it. Once bread is baked or whatever, nutritional loss is minimal, but that fresh flour begins to deteriorate, lose flavors, lose nutrients as soon as it's milled. So I use my grain mill and I keep the grain whole and intact until I'm ready to bake my muffins, pancakes, cookies, or whatever. And then I take the whole grain, run it through my grain mill, make my flour. So that's what I mean by freshly ground. You grind it, make your own flour.
This is the house you want to go to, you know, on Sunday morning for fresh pancakes.
Or yeah.
Oh,
do you,
yes.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Oh, yes.
So
I've
have you
my house smells like cinnamon rolls all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be there soon.
I know. Okay. So, I mean, what kind of equipment do you need for all of this?
A grain mill is key, of course, and there's many kinds, and I cover that in a whole chapter on my book, from attachments to mixtures, from a standalone grain mill to from stone to steel. I personally use it's called a micronizing steel milling head. It's the fastest grind. So, and I like the way it goes together, and like I said, it grinds a pound in less than 30 seconds. So if I'm making a big batch of bread dough, it only takes me a few minutes to have 5 pounds of flour.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is.
It's
yeah,
very, and it cleans itself.
I have to say, I love you, Sue. I mean, I think when you have a passion for something,
oh yes,
whether it's ground flour, I mean, you just, it comes across, and I can hear it in Sue's voice, and it makes me want to go cook, even though I won't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how much time do you have? But she's saying it doesn't take a lot of time. But here's the question. Okay, is what about gluten-free baking? And I know that you've got a chapter in here about that. And so some of the things that we want to avoid, and, you know, avoiding cornstarch or potato starch is not potato flour, correct?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the gluten-free baking, first of all, some of the issue is processed flour and the damage that's been done to the gut from eating a diet of white flour, which is protein and starch, gluten and starch. So a lot of people we find can even eat wheat if they're freshly milling it and it's the right balance of bran and germ to the starchy and glutinous endosperm. But then those that truly can't eat gluten or need to go gluten-free, then a grain mill is the perfect kitchen item for them because the store-bought gluten-free breads are not that healthy because they're using white rice, a lot of starches, a lot of corn starch. But the grain mill will grind those gluten-free grains like sorghum and buckwheat and amaranth. My lemon poppy seed bread in my book that's amaranth and sorghum, totally gluten-free, is one of my favorite recipes.
Wow.
Anybody would love that, whether you need to be gluten-free or not.
Okay, so who inspired you to do this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have a large family. I had a lot of children, and I'm interested in their health. I grew up Southern, so I always cooked from scratch. And then in 1991, with five young children at home, and I learned, I have a food science degree, so I knew a lot of what was done to food processing, but I read an article in a journal, a health journal, and it was entitled How to Greatly Reduce the Risk of Common Diseases. The history of white flour was there with a brief discussion on diseases that commonly plague Americans, and how it was directly related to our consumption of processed flour. And as a food scientist, and I'm an avid lover and studier of physiology and biochemistry, I had never really made that connection. I don't know why, because I ate healthy and knew to eat healthy and things that your body needed, but not in the realm of bread. I was just buying store-bought bread. So after reading that, I bought a grain mill and started milling for my family. And just about the rest is history. I became passionate, as you can tell, not only making bread for my family, but sharing it with others. And the next thing I know, I began to see little health aggravations resolved, and that was the only change we made. And then the next thing I knew, people were coming to me going, I need to know what's in this bread. Tell me how to make this bread because I have more energy or I have this or that or whatever. And
wow.
That's how I got started. And
do you sell your baked goods?
My children opened a bakery in 2005. And so we do have a bakery called the Real Bread Company. It's a local here in Georgia. And,
okay,
so
can you send us some,
I know,
please?
Right?
I know.
I will if you want me to.
I would love you.
Really,
you know what? Seriously, you know what's so funny is I had another guy. I mean, I've had several on, and I love when they always send me treats because then I could really talk about it and see the difference. But there was one guy that had this passion for chocolate chip cookies, and everybody, this kind of the same thing. You could just tell he made them with love.
Yes.
And so, you know, he sends me a box of them, and I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, just thinking of you and sends me one, you know. But, you know, I love that you, like Chad said, you followed your passion because that's what it's all about. Now, you talked about that just some little diseases that, you know, or problems that you were able to cure. What were they, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, I guess I can say this on air, constipation.
Okay.
A real, you know, and bowel issues are a real struggle.
Okay.
I had struggled with it. We were eating real food. I cooked my food from scratch. We were eating real fruits, real vegetables, real meat, except for the bread. When we changed to the bread, that ended for me. And, you know, now 25 years we've been doing this as a business. We have literally thousands of testimonies and the same thing. And constipation is not just an old person's problem. It's
right.
Young people, too. And even irritable bowel syndrome, we've seen that reverse from adding the true whole grains that have the fiber. I saw my energy levels as a mother. I had 5 young children. I went on to have number 6, number 7, homeschooled my children. I noticed the energy levels changing significantly. And that was one thing that people would come back and go, because I'd make them bread to take, you know, as a gift. They go,
7
well,
kids and you're making bread.
That's what I was about to say.
I was like, seriously, wow, that's awesome.
And I mean, one of the most exciting was a lady called me, an elderly lady, and she's like, okay, I've only just been eating this bread a month, and I eat it every day at every meal, and my cholesterol has dropped 85 points in a month. How is that possible?
Wow,
and I didn't have that problem, you know. So I got out my biochemistry books, my food science books, and I'm like, what is in this? And found out every nutrient, all the B vitamins, all your lecithin are in grains and beans, but we need to be eating them whole, you know, or with all the nutrients intact.
Wow.
Whereas the processed flour sifts all the bran
into
your mouth.
Now, everybody always says, like, I'm on a, you know, a portion control, and of course, I don't eat bread right now.
Yeah.
Because it's so fattening. What's your thought on that?
It's not fattening at all. Real bread, real whole grain bread fills you up. And it satisfies you. And that was one of the other things I noticed. My children quit snacking. They were satisfied. They were filled up. Fiber is a cheap belly filler, and whole grains are the best source of that.
Wow. You know,
I
agree 100%. I grew up with my grandparents, and they were from Oklahoma and Texas, and everything was home cooked. And the bread, it's so fresh bread, real bread. We didn't ground our own, but back, you know, in the 80s, everything wasn't as processed and as bad as it is nowadays, and we weren't overproducing it. But yeah, I mean, you could have a nice portion, a piece of bread, and you're full, and you're good, and you don't need to have your snack at night because you're still feeling hungry.
I miss that. Exactly. So let me ask you, how expensive is your machine that you need?
The mill that we sell is $239. It lasts a lifetime. I've been using mine 25 years, and I've never had it repaired. It's just a real workhorse.
And think about how much money. Yeah, think about how much money you'll save, though, because I mean, think about the gluten-free bread. They are not cheap.
No,
nowadays,
they're not.
It's $4, $5, $6, $7 for a loaf of bread, and you're like, what did I just buy? A brick of gold?
Yeah, that is true. Wow, that's interesting. You know what, Sue, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but this is really interesting. It's funny. I mean, I never dreamed that we'd be able to go through, you know, I mean, so much to talk about on this. So, okay, great. Well, again, you are listening to Kim Pagano's show, The Brighter Side of Life, and let's give something away. How about talking about some Dave's Ribs, famous Dave's. He was actually on our show last week and did a great job in. So I'd love to share a gift certificate to Famous Dave's. And so call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
One, two, three.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wellacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home. And it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice. And she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going to see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to remind you that our second hour, we're going to be starting here in a little bit. And we're going to be talking with Mary Catherine. Of course, we're going to be talking about Rides and Rods event that's coming up. And then, of course, we are going to be talking with a couple of three blonde moms. Actually, there will be three blonde moms because I'll be here. And then there's two more, so there you go. But right now we're talking with Sue Becker all the way from Georgia, and I tell you, we got her cute little accent, but we're talking about the essential home ground flower. And I'm Chad and I were like going, oh my God, there's so much. I mean, you kind of got us excited about this, but not only that, just the most for all the health issue reasons, you know, of why you should definitely eat this kind of flower.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at some. Let's kind of just share. First of all, I want to tell everybody where you can get your books. But what are some of the things? I mean, okay, so you even have like Mexican cornbread. That
fresh
is
fresh cornbread.
Oh, my God. There's nothing better.
Oh, yes. We just had that last night with, we had corn muffins with soup. It was finally cool enough here.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you even have chocolate chip barley cookies. Are those good?
Yes, they are absolutely delicious.
God, okay.
It wouldn't be in her book if it was bad.
I know. Chickpea flour.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even think you could make flour out of that.
Yes, any kind of dry grain or bean, you can mill into flour.
Wow.
And you know, the whole thing that I love about bread and that it's healthy, of course I teach that, but it's making familiar food both nutritious and delicious. Everyone loves bread. So, but bread's getting a bad rap, just like you thought. Bread makes me fat. Bread makes me sick. But that's not the case. Yes, the processed bread does. But instead of getting rid of this food that everyone loves, every ethnic group has a bread, whether it's cornbread, tortillas, or biscuits, or fluffy yeast bread. We all have, you know, everyone has it. So instead of trying to get away from it, why don't we go back and make it the way it should have been, should be made, and way it's always been made for many, many, many hundreds of years.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so what's your favorite recipes? Let's just give everybody a couple treats.
That's a hard one, but I would have to say probably the cinnamon rolls I'm most known for.
Okay.
And I just take my basic bread dough. It's easy, and just roll it out and fill it with cinnamon, and I use a sucanat or evaporated cane juice product instead of white sugar or processed sugar. Or donuts. I'm kind of known for my donuts, too. I take that
she makes homemade donuts.
And that's fry scary.
Them up. And it's not something we do every day, but
Sue, I'm moving in with you.
Yeah, this is food your whole family will love. Pizza, I make pizza regularly. Tortillas.
She's going to have an eighth child.
Now you just got Tom moving in with you.
Okay, all right, come on.
All right, gosh. Sue, keep in touch with us. We're so glad that you were a part of our show. Please share our show with everyone. Okay. Where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon and at most book retailers. You can find it on our website. The Bread Beckers is our company.
Okay.
And that's www.breadbeckers.com.
All right. I'm looking for my care package coming out here. I love it. Thank you so much, Sue, for being a guest. We are at the end of this hour. We will be back in just a little bit. Of course, I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. No one is in charge of your happiness except you. With that, we'll be right back. Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you, all my listeners, and we'll stay with us. You're listening to The Brighter Side of Life here, The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.